Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The shooting tragedies across the country are horrible, and our prayers and thoughts go out to the communities and certainly the families, particularly of the survivors, but also those who have lost their lives. It's a trauma for those families and those that were there who survived this tragedy that will take years to heal. In America, we need healing. What we really need is God in America. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. You hear about these things. They're horrible events. We never want to see them again. Certainly none of us want to be anywhere near these kinds of tragedies. But oftentimes what is frustrating, Matt, when these events happen is first you hear politicians blaming somebody of a different political party for the cause. Or you hear politicians using this for political expediency to promote gun control. And really at the core of it is the fact that we need God in America. We need people to have a transformed heart. The love of Jesus transforms an individual and can turn that hatred into love even for those who you dislike.
Yeah.
Loving your enemies as you would love yourself. That is only something that can be transformed by a relationship with God, particularly with Jesus Christ. And you know, in this Ohio shooting situation, this young man who engaged in this assault, he's pictured on some of his pictures with a patch over his coat he's wearing that said, against all gods. And he has another patch on the other side. These patches are sold by occult groups, Satanist groups. This was some of the ideology that this young man delved into, and ultimately the results are tragic.
Yeah, and first, as you point out, Matt, ours is not a political problem with a political solution. Ours is a spiritual problem with only a spiritual solution, and Christ is that solution, as you point out. And before his Twitter feed was deleted, I was able to go through and read a number of his tweets and retweets. He actually, on a number of cases, was retweeting people that said "Hail Satan," and so he was clearly lost. Now we know that almost inevitably, when the facts come out, these shooters are on some kind of psychotropic drug, and so that certainly has been a contributing factor. The innovation and widespread use of these antidepressants and other types of psychotropics, but as you point out, it's spiritual, and the fact that people on both sides are guilty of this, you know. Both sides being Republicans, Democrats. The El Paso shooter was a registered Democrat. Who cares? That doesn't matter. He clearly had an animus toward immigrants from Mexico, both legal and illegal. So there is clearly an element of racism here. And the Ohio shooter was an avowed supporter of Elizabeth Warren, wanted her to be president. But does that mean that Elizabeth Warren is responsible for this man's horrific actions? No. Does that mean that, of course, that President Trump is responsible? No. And it's just appalling to see people exploit such tragedy in order to try to gain some kind of political momentum.
You know, going back to the key issue here, is people are lonely, people are violent.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think it's important maybe we just turn off the media as they banter back and forth and try to blame each other and just say, you know what, how am I accountable? Who have I shared the love of Christ with today? Who could have shared with those gentlemen to point them to the truth of Jesus Christ so they wouldn't have to resort to this kind of violence?
A study that came out from YouGov, and I don't know all the details in terms of how scientific it was, but it was a study of millennials, and it's a survey. And it said that 30% of millennials say that they always or often feel lonely, mm-hmm. a higher percentage compared to their Gen X or baby boomer counterparts. Actually, it says 25% of millennials in the poll said that they have no acquaintances, 27% say that they have no close friends, and 30% say that they have no best friends. 22% of the millennials surveyed report that they have zero friends.
And you know, Matt, social media has made that worse.
Social media makes it worse, no doubt about that, because you can post things that you would never say in person.
And those people aren't really your friends.
No, very hateful things. And, you know, we encounter that all the time with people who will say horrible things about you. They don't even know who you are. They will dehumanize you, demean you. They want to kill you if they don't agree with you. We have lost that dignity and respect.
That human touch.
That human touch. Yeah. And social media compounds that. But it's also, Matt, a challenge for the church to reach out to the young people in your community. And it's not just those that you say, well, they're great, they're coming to church, but find out what's going on in their lives and dig deep into their lives, live life with them and be real with them. But also there's a whole generation and a community out there that needs Jesus. There's a lot of great things that are happening, very positive things. We have the privilege of being able to work with some of the best millennials you can ever imagine who love Jesus, who are excelling in all of the different pursuits that they are called to. We certainly have the privilege of being able to do that, but there's a lot out there. And this young man was expelled at least once from school. In one occasion, he created, this man in Ohio I'm talking about, created a list of women that he wanted to sexually assault and rape. And so he was ultimately suspended, but then allowed back in school. Some of the women whose names were on that list were obviously terrified. One was a cheerleader. And then he came back and he scrawled on the bathroom names of people on a hit list that he wanted to kill.
Yeah.
And so he was eventually expelled. Those are red light warning signs. Red light warning signs that obviously the people around him need to know about. But obviously this young man, throughout his life, somehow drifted off into either atheism or even worse, as you mentioned, occultism and Satanism.
Yeah.
He purchased patches and wore them that come from an occultic and Satanist website. I did not post these links on my Facebook because I don't want to advertise these sites, but they're there. And, you know, groups like, for example, the Southern Poverty Law Center, they go around in a charade and they point to entities or individuals that they disagree with. And they then say that they're a hater or a hate group, like a violent organization. But do you see these websites listed or these organizations listed? In one of these particular websites that sold this patch, and they took it off right after the shooting, by the way, another one still had it on. They also are selling t-shirts with a church fully engulfed in fire and with the words under it, keep them lit. And it's advocating burning down churches. But do you find those on any hate list? No, because the SPLC is out to destroy people that it disagrees with. And we have developed a rhetoric in our country because of the absence of God to literally dehumanize and target people, video games and social media and actions of organizations that target those and classify them as though they're violent when they're really not, simply because they disagree. The bottom line is what the media continues to miss is the ultimate story. And that is we need God in America. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, that's the source. We need to fall on our face and pray for this nation.
Yeah, and reach out to people with that love of God and share him with them.
So, you know, as we're processing these tragic events, it's not the mechanism by which someone commits an event, a tragedy, because if you take away one particular weapon or vehicle, they'll find another. It's the heart that needs to be transformed. And let that be a prayer of yours and an action point of yours and also of the communities in which we live, our churches, our Sunday schools, our outreaches to the community. What we really need in America is God again, and that will transform everything. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.